Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living. The first step of ant control is to stop wasting your money on toxic pesticides. Then apply dry molasses to the entire project at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Then, if the fire ants are still creating mounds in your landscaping or vegetable garden, pour the mound drench formula into the center of the mounds and apply beneficial nematodes at labeled directions. Here's the mound drench formula. Mix equal parts of compost tea, molasses, and orange oil. Then use 4 to 6 ounces of this concentrate per gallon of water and use as a drench to kill the fire ants and other pests in the ground. Use a container like a watering can with the nozzle removed so that it pours out a solid stream of liquid. Pour into one spot in the center of the mound. This causes the mixture to go quickly to the bottom of the mound where the queens will probably be being kept. Then pour the remainder of the mix in a circular pattern covering the entire mound. You might want to save a little splash those ants that are trying to run away or worse, crawl up your legs. For more information on insects, beneficials, and the pests, go to my book, The Texas Bug Book. For all your gardening and natural health questions or to join the Organic Club of America, visit DirtDoctor.com or our Facebook page for help and tune into my talk show this weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.